Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, we have another all-instrumental episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast this week. We are in the last couple of weeks of run-up to the release of the big new album, Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. And so we kind of, during the podcast, during this time, we're doing some catching up on some instrumental tunes that that we haven't touched on thus far in our nearly year-long journey of Dancin' Moon Songcast. This is episode number 51, so we're starting our second 50 episodes, so that's kind of exciting. But today we've got three instrumental pieces that we'll talk just a little bit about where they came from, talk just a little bit about the arrangement, the instrumentation, give a listen to all three of these. They all actually happen to be available on the same compilation album, 2015's The Road Behind, which is a compilation album of all instrumentals. And all three of these songs that we're going to listen to today come from that album. We're going to begin, though, appropriately, with a song instrumental called Starting Out, which originally appeared on 2011's No Standing album. And you can hear it there as well. But the version we'll listen to comes from 2015's The Road Behind. So this is Starting Out.
Thank you.
and that was Starting Out, originally from No Standing from 2011. The album No Standing I've talked about before. It I was invited to compose some music for the marathon, Black Hills 100 Ultra Marathon, for runners to put in their headphones while they run, and some trail tunes and stuff like that. So this was actually the first track on that album, Starting Out, appropriately named. And this is what I kind of would call kind of a meditation, almost more than a song. There's a kind of a pattern laid down, about 32 measures of the electric guitar, and then build in as it goes through, build in a little bit of percussion, and then in the next 32 measures, then you add in some additional on top, not layering on, not replacing, but layering on additional electric guitar patterns that embellish and give some kind of some counter melodies, and then after that layer on it yet another layer for 32 measures of some acoustic guitar, both rhythm and kind of a lead piece on the acoustic guitar, until then finally in the last you kind of peel away those layers back to that basic starting place of that singular electric guitar. Kind of a real meditational kind of feel in the process of composing something like that. And very improvisational, because you know, for me, I found a good pattern that I thought I could work with on the electric guitar, and kind of laid that down. And then experimented with layering on other things. For me, as a composer, that makes the song composing feel a little bit like maybe, although I'm not a visual tactile artist, doing something with a medium that was maybe like sculpture or textiles. Layering things on, peeling them off, seeing what the layers do together, seeing what peeling this out and peeling that out, what that might feel like, what kind of impression that might give. So anyway, and I've done a number of songs in that way. The challenge is always making sure that it doesn't become monotonous, that what you're adding in really is changing the dynamic in a way that that adds interest and keeps the listener engaged as they move through. And for me, I feel pretty good about Starting Out. It turned out really well, and that's why I was aiming for the opening song on the album, the opening number on the album, and of course if that one's not doesn't really hit home, then that takes everything else down a notch. So, anyways, that was Starting Out, originally on 2011's No Standing, and you can also find the remastered version on 2015's. The Road Behind. So this next tune also you can find on 2015's The Road Behind. It was originally on 2013's Edge of the Known. This one, when we talked about improvisation, this one is similar in certain ways, in that there was a pattern laid down And then improvised embellishments going forward, but this pattern is much more random, which really fits into the title, "Rocks Make a River Sing." So this is "Rocks Make a River Sing" from 2013's Edge of the Known, and now the version we'll listen to is the remastered version from 2015's. The Road Behind. So that was Rocks Make a River Sing. On this song, I took a similar approach and yet very consciously worked to not create something that had a distinct and repeating melodic pattern. The original chord progression on this is basically two acoustic guitars and wooden flute. I created what I felt was an interesting and colorful chord progression, finger picking that changed several times throughout. And I wasn't bothering myself with paying close attention to the number of measures or exactly where the pattern was going or exactly how it might resolve. I recorded something that I felt was interesting and colorful and took me to a place of an open place, imaginative place. A place that was very free, not excessively structured. And so then I took that recording and I improvised again on top of that with the acoustic guitar, embellishing it with elements that seemed to add color and add flavor. Sometimes, and this is part of what could turn some people off from this, sometimes in some ways that were discordant, not slightly discordant, but quite discordant, but then resolved after a little bit, and then a little more discord, and then a resolution, and then something that was felt very major, and then something that felt rather minor, and then moved forward again. And had some ups and downs and shifts, and a variation of styles, and so I improvised that second guitar piece with it. And at that point, I felt like, okay, this is really doing something that I think philosophically is very interesting, in which We're following the flow of the wave, the flow of the notes, the flow of the chords, and yet they're going surprising directions. They're not going in sort of expected patterns as you would expect in a song, in most songs. Maybe you'd expect it in something, you know, something that was jazz, that was very free and open. But it is the kind of thing you expect in a stream, a river that's flowing. You say, that's beautiful, but you know, you didn't expect to have this rock placed there and that branch placed there and this twist and turn in the curve in the river here and there. You appreciate the randomness, the openness of the journey of a river. And it's the rocks that are placed in there. Some big boulders, some small pebbles, but those rocks, the placement of the rocks, toss the water here and there and create flashes of light in the sun, but also the sound of the singing of the river. The singing of the river is created by the rocks. So that brought the title, Rocks Make a River Sing. And then at that point, I decided we needed just one more bit of instrument, and so I brought in the wooden flute and improvised on top of that, which gives a nice counter to the two guitars, a nice smooth counter. And then because we had gone kind of fully into this this metaphor of the river, I decided to go ahead and add a recording I had done of our stream outside Spearfish Creek, and lay that underneath just to accentuate the randomness and the beauty of the random flow of a stream or a river. So that's how that song came about. Rocks Make a River Sing, originally from 2013's Edge of the Known. That version was 2015's The Road Behind. So we're going to wrap up with one more song. This instrumental is called August Storm Cloud. August Storm Cloud. August Storm Cloud was composed probably sometime in, 2010, maybe 2011. Then became a part. It was never on an album all on its own. Its first appearance for anyone to just purchase and listen to was on the Road Behind in 2015, when it became part of a compilation album of instrumentals. But its first appearance at all was in a educational film that I wrote and we shot with the group that I work for, called Teaching From Within, and it came as part of one section of that film. And so, but it's when I originally composed it, it's similar to the other two that we've talked about. The initial pattern for the song really was that driving bass that goes almost all the way through the entire song, drops out a couple of times and drops out near the end. But that driving bass, which really in my mind, you know, the last song we talked about, we used a metaphor of a river. This one is really the metaphor of the storm cloud coming, and that dark rumbling, and that dark, ominous movement toward something that could be dangerous, that could be deadly even. We're in July as I'm recording this, and we've just had some incredibly deadly storms with massive hail, turned into tornadic winds, destruction in parts of the Spearfish Canyon that are just devastating. And so I wanted to capture, or I guess maybe I didn't set out to capture that. The music that as it was coming out took me to that same place, that place of a dark, ominous, frightening storm that's on its way. And so we have that bass line, we have various types of percussive instruments coming in at different moments, and then repeating some certain patterns that come, but much more random than starting out was. Starting out was very neat and tidy. Rocks Make a River Sing was very very random. This one strikes probably a middle place between the two. This August storm cloud is entirely, almost, I believe, entirely electric guitar. And we've got that wah pedal in some of the lead guitar stuff that sounds like sounds always to me rather mournful, a bit like a voice crying out at a distance. And moaning and whining so we build with all of that and you have some ups and downs and some changes in the dynamic, which is always helpful when you're scoring a film, because you know you'll have moments where things are quiet and calm, and then the storm rises again, just like a storm, you know. Our stories do that. They become calm, and then they build again up to a crescendo, and then they fall calm again. Good songs do that. Good stories do that. Storms do that. I suppose our lives do that. So that's August Storm Cloud, only available on 2015's The Road Behind. So that about does it for our instrumental episode this time, episode number 51. I'm super excited. We're right on the verge, just a couple of weeks out from August 1st. The storm hits of the new album. The new album is Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. I've worked on that for more than a year now, and I'm super excited to just have it out there and have everybody able to listen to it. So keep your eyes open for that. You can find all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can stream on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere else that you like to stream. And I just appreciate your taking a little bit of time to relax and listen to some tunes, listen to me talk about where they came from. It's good to know that folks are out there listening to the music, but also interested in knowing where that comes from. What goes into creating a piece of music? What's a guy thinking about when he's doing that? It's fun to talk about. Thanks again for joining me on Dancing Moon Songcast. Be well.